In this morning's Newsmaker, KMCU's Rocco Scarcello is talking with Missouri Valley College's first ever esports coach, Patrick Ocampo.
Are you interested in playing a sport in college but don't want to smell like a sweaty sock? You might already be training for your college scholarship from your couch. Esports has fans, funds, and following by major outlets like ESPN. But what exactly are esports? Coach Ocampo tells us more.
Esports is competitive computer gaming. It is a practice or a sport that really goes back to the beginning of early computer games with the stand-up arcade games. It is now done largely over the internet between different schools, playing team-oriented video games for the most part. The games that we are looking at are League of Legends, Overwatch, and Rocket League. These games require a high level of skill and a high level of strategy, knowledge, and coordination in order to play them effectively. Currently, the esports industry includes a professional branch as well as collegiate and high school. The professional leagues take in about $700 million a year in revenue. The international competition took place last year in Beijing in the Olympic Stadium. They actually filled it to near capacity. So this is one of the fastest growing sports in the world at this point.
It didn't take long before the sport grew to Missouri Valley College.
Collegiate esports started in the early 2000s, and it's only been in the past couple of years that a lot of collegiate programs have been taking this seriously. Schools like Columbia College, RMU, and Maryville University were among the first that were involved. With us, we became interested after seeing the success of other schools, largely Columbia College. The athletics department here were the first to take notice of it and thought about bringing it here. They went to Columbia College and saw their setup, talked with their coach, Drake Porter, and some of their other staff, and decided that they wanted to pursue it.
While other college esports programs assisted Missouri Valley in fielding their team, the truth is there is no real status quo for the young sport quite yet, and many programs around the region are still learning the ins and outs of running an esports program.
What's interesting about this situation is that this is a new frontier for all the colleges that are getting involved in it. This is a sport and an endeavor that has not been attempted before. And while we're technically a sport, we also have to consider a lot of other factors that other sports don't. For example, the gaming companies that own the games have a say in what we do. So because it's a new venture, and because everybody wants it to succeed, the colleges that were first on board, the first seven colleges in general, have made it a point to try and help other colleges develop their own programs. So Columbia College, they were very interested in seeing the sport grow in Missouri. And incidentally, Missouri and Illinois in this region is actually one of the largest regions for esports as far as number of colleges and high schools that are involved in it. So we all really have a stake in trying to grow the collegiate programs here. And to be honest, none of us really knows how to go through recruiting and developing these programs and coaching. So because of that, college recruiters and coaches like myself are constantly exchanging information and ideas on how to grow the sport. We're looking at ways to grow it at the high school level, the possibility of state championships, national championships, anything we can think of to try and grow this brand new industry that has only exploded in the past 2 years.
An interested potential student athlete might get intimidated at the thought of how they'd ever get good enough at gaming to get noticed by or assigned to a college program, but it's actually a little bit more laid out than one might assume. Here's a hint: leave the treadmill in the garage and grab your joysticks.
In order to hone your skills at it, you have to play the game, first and foremost, and specifically the games that schools are particularly interested in. So at the grassroots level, I think individual high schools can start their own programs and become affiliated, and that would be a step towards it. Individual athletes can suggest it to their high schools, and that's really where a lot of these programs start up. Individually, it's a matter of practicing the game, studying films and tutorials that are available on sources like YouTube and Twitch, making contact with colleges through Be Recruited, coming out to career days. We have high school students that come in and play with us online just for fun to get an idea of who we are and what our program is. And that's how they actually find out about our programs.
To find out more information about esports, you can visit our website at kmzu.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 for the KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.